Let us begin our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that you can transform us every day in this Easter week, this octave of Easter, that we may grow closer to you with every move we make, that we may grow in holiness, so that we may serve you, love you, and honor you, and lead others to the salvation that you won for us on Easter Sunday so long ago. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, it is Easter Monday, and here we are in what is known as the octave of Easter. You may or may not know that Easter as a day is actually 8 days long. You might have heard me talk about this last year as well. It's actually 8 days long, so we are in the octave of Easter, which goes right until Sunday morning of the eighth day of Easter. That's the last of our 8 days. And then, of course, Monday, we are still in the Easter season. The Easter season lasts longer than Lent season because we are Easter people longer than we are penitential people. And so that lasts longer, but we return to the normal liturgy of the Mass. So we don't have the Gloria at every Mass, which we do during the octave of Easter. So kind of looking at all liturgically what all this means for us, and it's a great celebration of the most important event of the Christian calendar, which is Easter, celebrating the resurrection of the Lord. One of my favorite quotes comes from St. Paul, and it's from the oldest eyewitness account of the resurrection of Jesus. And he says, basically putting this in modern terms, if Jesus did not resurrect from the dead, we are wasting our time. So those are powerful words that we have, and we keep those in mind, that the resurrection of the Lord is absolutely key of what we are recognizing and celebrating. And in fact, if Jesus did not resurrect from the dead, then there is no reason for us to do any of this. So it's a powerful reality. And it also reflects that even during St. Paul's time, there was a move to undo the teaching that Jesus resurrected from the dead. And that's why he said, well, you know, let me tell you, if that didn't happen, then everything we're doing is a waste of our time. Some powerful words from St. Paul. And so we continue our celebration of Easter on this day. And during the entire Easter season, by the way, we have we don't have an Old Testament reading. We have the first reading is always from the Acts of the Apostles. The epistle is, as the name replies, always from one of the letters. And then finally, the gospel is, of course, from one of the gospels. So following that today, we have the first reading is on the weekdays, is always from the Acts of the Apostles. And it is coming to us from the second chapter of Acts. And it's the day of Pentecost. Now, there's something I really reflected on during Holy Week, and I thought I'd share this with you as well. If you've heard enough of my talks, you know that I consider it a heresy, which essentially it is, to teach strictly that we're called to do good things so that we can get to heaven, and if we do bad things, we end up in hell. There's a truth to that, but as I've said, it is a similarity that is like the similarity between Spanish and Portuguese. Those are similar languages. However, if you speak Spanish, you probably can't understand Portuguese, and if you speak Portuguese, you may be able to understand Spanish, but you can't communicate in it. So they're similar, but they're not identical, and that's important, because if you really look, as I said over the past weeks, what we're called to do is to be obedient to Christ, who is obedient to the Father. And I always remind you about St. Maximilian Kolbe, who taught that when our will matches God's will, then we are living a holy life. So that's what we're called to do. One of the things that I reflected on, something you see really intensely throughout the Acts of the Apostles, is that the apostles are always focused on being led by the Spirit. So today's reading, first reading, coming to us from the Acts of the Apostles is just after the Spirit comes upon the apostles and Mary and the other women at Pentecost. It's just after that happens. So the Holy Spirit comes down upon them, and there they are. The apostles start preaching the gospel in different languages. But from that moment on, they are following the guidance of the Spirit. And it really reflects even further that reality that we're called to be obedient to God and to follow His direction. We can't just turn around and say, I know what we need to do. We need to be good doing this, that, and the other thing. Or I know what we need to do. This is what we need to do. We need to follow His direction. And we need to follow His direction as a church, meaning the members of the church. So that's what we're called to do. And you might say, well, how do we do that? Well, we listen to where we feel the Holy Spirit is calling us, and we discern with the assistance of the bishops. But it's not the role of the bishops just to do the work of holiness. It's the role of all of us to do the work of holiness. And as St. Jerome would remind us, just because someone is a bishop does not necessarily mean that they are by definition holy, because as he said, you know about Peter, don't forget Judas. And he always says that both of them would be considered bishops. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And remember, we're here every single Monday through Friday at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning on WEZE. We'll be right back right after this. Did you ever want to have some form of input into the homily preparation of a priest? Do you ever want to share with a priest or deacon ideas you may have for him to preach at Mass? Well, let me invite you to CatholicAudioMedia.com. Click on Input for Homily in the top left side of the page and follow the instructions there. Your words may have a great input on what is preached at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. So remember, CatholicAudioMedia.com, click on Import for Homily and follow the instructions. And your words may make a difference in what is preached at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. And of course, don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And check out our website. You can check out, obviously, Input for Homilies. You can send us feedback. You can send us thoughts or ideas or what you're looking for that you may want us to share with you, or whatever the case may be. You can send us prayer requests, all kinds of things. And you can also join our Substack newsletter, which I encourage you to do. Join us at Substack. And you can also check out the blog. So all of that you can see at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Speaking about that, one of the things I'm going to be working on now that we finished the Easter season during COVID, we have to look forward to continuing Easter, obviously. But over the long term, we have to look at how we're going to start the next year. And I think this is really the time for us to start really building, or kind of like rebuilding, the parish, at least the English-speaking community. And we already have a very strong Portuguese-speaking community, Brazilian-Portuguese. So, hey, if you want to be part of that, you just let us know, kind of like rebuilding the parish. We're going to be talking about that with the parishioners as well. So anyway, just let us know and give us your input and say, gee, you know, this is what I'd like to see happen in a parish, and then maybe we can talk about that. So consider that. Give us some feedback, or whatever the case may be. So anyway, we're looking at this first weekday of Easter in the octave of Easter. It's actually the second day, but the first weekday in the octave of Easter. And we're talking about that scenario that we see in the first reading, that the apostles receive the Holy Spirit who comes down upon them. And then from that point on, they're always seeking to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. And this is why I always warn about just doing that, you know, good people go to heaven, bad people go to hell, because you have divided who we're truly called to be from the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And our call is going to be bigger than what we imagine we're called to do. So that's why if you if you say, well, all we have to do is, as I was once taught a long time ago, all you have to do is go to church on Sunday and be a nice person the rest of the week. And there are people who believe that's what it means to be a Catholic. No, it doesn't. That's not true. But that's what people believe, that no, the Holy Spirit is calling us to something even bigger and really calling us to share our faith and really calling, and I'm going to touch on that in a second, but really calling us to live our faith would be a better expression. Not so much share our faith, but live our faith in such a way that we are testifying to the greater truths that we find in Christ. And the greater truths are bigger than simply anything we can find anywhere else. They're really defining who we are as human beings. These are powerful truths that we're called to learn through the guidance of the Holy Spirit and live through the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And those truths come down to love of God, love of neighbor. If we aren't loving, remember what St. Paul says, if we aren't loving, then we're nothing more at best than a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. We're just making noise. We're not doing anything for the kingdom. So that's why we need the guidance of the Holy Spirit, because God is love, and the Holy Spirit, of course, is the third person of the Trinity. We can't figure this out on our own because we are not God. And so we need that guidance. We need that. And that whole message where you see consistently through the Acts of the Apostles that they are listening to the Holy Spirit and being guided by the Holy Spirit, just as the apostles prior to the death and resurrection of Jesus were listening to Jesus and being guided by Jesus. And notice what happens. He's challenging them to think in a whole new way. And we as Catholics are called to think in a whole new and different way. We're called to think in ways that are beyond just the standard way of thinking. And that whole new way of thinking is what is central to us being Easter Catholics. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. Alleluia, alleluia. Did you know that you can listen to Catholic Audio Media on the iHeartRadio app? Catholic Audio Media is now available through your iHeartRadio app. If you don't have the app, download it to your smartphone, tablet, or computer and subscribe through the podcast tab to Catholic Audio Media. You'll be able to hear both St. Anthony Overnight and The Voice of St. Anthony, both programs through the app. You can also enable them through your smart speaker and hear them through the smart speaker as well. Just ask for Catholic Audio Media podcast from iHeartRadio. You can hear them anywhere. You can listen to them as you're jogging. You can listen to them as you're preparing to go to bed. You can listen to them as you're eating and having breakfast or lunch or dinner. You can hear them anytime you want at iHeartRadio through the iHeartRadio app. In Cristo vivimos.